VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio, the show that gives you the bigger picture and better terms of service. Here is your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by WebInterpret.com, helping eBay sellers boost their international sales. We continue in our second hour here with more on the topics or a specific topic of the Spring Seller Update 2015 announced this morning on our announcement board. And for this hour, we're going to focus in on the product identifier piece of the seller update. Product identifiers are key to helping your items get found by search engines. And in fact, they're so important that they're a big part of today's Spring Seller Update. With me now in the studio to discuss this particular aspect of the seller update is Bala Partasarate, did I get that right?
Yep.
And he's Senior Product Manager of Structured Data. And Darren Akiva, I got that right?
Absolutely.
Content Product Manager of Structured Data. Welcome, gentlemen. Let's start with you, Bala. So what are these updates? What it basically is this all about?
Sure. So basically, eBay is going to require that sellers provide product identifiers when they sell items in certain sites and categories. Stepping back a little bit and offering the philosophical side of it is that in general, eBay is going to place more and more emphasis on structured data and specifically on product identifiers. This is to not just help buyers find what they want on eBay, but also to help sellers get greater visibility for their listings on external search engines such as Google and Bing and so on. So as you will see, more and more updates like this coming forward. So we're starting with select sites and categories in 2015. This is going to apply to US, of course, and also certain big sites in Europe. And we have identified a select set of categories where this requirement will become a policy mandate in 2015. And that's part of the spring seller update.
And what are the categories in specific?
Sure. Let me defer this question to my colleague Darren here.
Hi, Darren.
So we have identified where product identifiers are very relevant to the inventory. So we've actually identified 18 different categories on eBay where we can understand items very, very clearly. Either they have branded items, they have either manufacturer part numbers or GTINs, which is usually UPC or ISBN, or even in Europe would be EAN. And so what we're asking for is available for items in new condition. There should be information that's on the box or easily obtainable. And so we're excluding areas where we know it would be hard to find this information. So that would be around wholesale lots where there is no single identifier relevant, or perhaps even vintage items where it's not a new condition and never will be.
So that kind of excludes for the time being anything that's in the collectible market.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. But in the future, could add some of those, because some collectibles actually have barcodes on them.
That's true.
Yeah.
So let me ask a question. When you mentioned lots, so what if somebody buys a lot of something and wants to... So you're talking about if you want to sell a lot on eBay, a lot of something, right?
Yeah, and so there's no single product identifier that would be relevant to describe that lot.
Okay.
But that would be... To branch out that question to, say, bundles. So there are different types of bundles that we recognize in structured data. And so if it's a manufactured bundle, if it's a bundle, for instance, a video game console that comes with controllers and games, and individually those pieces might be sold as an item. But when the manufacturer puts it together, then there's usually a barcode that refers to that item. If it's a non-manufactured or a custom bundle, then we wouldn't require that information, because we wouldn't understand what is inside that seller created bundle. The difference being that if there was, for instance, you were selling a digital camera and you wanted to add some items to that deal, to that listing, then you could still identify the camera and say, hey, this is the product identifier for that camera, And by the way, you get all this other items as well.
And which you were reading my mind, because that's exactly the kind of bundle example I was thinking of and wondering, mm-hmm. well, every time, I mean, so many sellers a digital camera in order to compete are rightfully so, and they'll have a bundle. It'll come with a mini tripod.
Batteries. Or some,
yeah, a bunch of stuff. But so that, in that particular case, you can still and still should add the product identifier for the main item, which is the camera.
Correct. That is absolutely correct. Our recommendation is, when you're selling a bundle like that, let's say it's a camera kit, we recommend that sellers specify the UPC of the primary product in the bundle, which is the digital camera itself, and also use the bundle item specific to explicitly indicate that the listing is for a bundle and not for a single item.
So I have a used camera that I've taken very good care of. It's a Canon camera. I've kept everything, including the box. It's not new, but when I list it, should I also include the UPC number off the box?
Very good question. In general, it is very highly recommended that sellers provide product identifiers for anything they sell, as long as you have it. At this time, the requirement is only for new conditions. It is not required to provide this information for used, but it is still very highly recommended that sellers provide it if at all they have them.
So when you say highly recommended, does that mean it'll be a benefit to me as a seller?
Yeah, in general. So eBay already places a lot of emphasis on structured data such as product identifiers. And as we speak, it's already true. Items with structured data and richly described item specifics and product identifiers get greater visibility in general. And it's going to become even more important in the future as eBay dials it up a notch.
So what is the expected outcome here? I know, I'll give you an example to kind of lead this question, because I know where it's going. But I search for a particular type of electronic right now. And to be honest, on eBay, the experience isn't always good. I usually end up, even if I drill down to a specific category, with tons of items that don't relate to what I'm looking for. Is that what we're trying to help address? Is that one of the things?
It's definitely one of the things. There are multiple benefits that come with providing product identifiers and, in general, cataloging what we have. First of all, it's to accurately match what the buyer wants to what the seller has. And secondly, catalog and, in general, products, what they help is to enable comparison shopping, right? So you can say if two different sellers are selling the same thing. And for buyers, that's a very important criteria. Otherwise, you're not really comparing apples to apples. And secondly, if you are a seller who is offering a great deal on your item, for a marketplace like eBay, we cannot tease out the fact that it's a deal and bubble it up to sellers the great value you're offering without us knowing what it is that you're selling in the first place.
Exactly.
And the same item might be priced 20% higher on Amazon, and unless we know what it is that you're selling, we don't know that's what Amazon has for that much more, and we cannot highlight it on our site. And you get much more product reviews, other, you know, cross-merchandising that happens. People who buy this also buy that, and things like that. All those applications work way better when eBay knows what it is that is that the buyer is looking at in the first place.
So we can't do this without seller help. Obviously, there's a seller benefit here, but definitely, we can't put together a catalog without, since we don't sell anything on the site. If we were a retailer like that other site, we'd have our own catalog and we'd just open it up to the marketplace. We don't do that. So we actually have to rely on sellers to build this for us.
True. Yeah, it's both where we have products already in the catalog, we definitely need sellers' help to identify what they're selling, so that even if we already have it in the catalog, we can build the link between an existing product in the catalog and their particular listing. Plus, like you mentioned, it's also going to be definitely instrumental in beefing up the eBay catalog, fixing inaccuracies, or adding missing products and so on. But again, we will only be looking at factual information. We're never going to go and consume any copyrighted or intellectual property.
I see. So what we're looking at right now for the update is that there are certain categories where at a particular moment in time, which we'll talk about in a minute, sellers of those items, when they list them, will be required to put in a product identifier.
Correct.
But if you have existing items, currently there is no mandate that you have to go and add the identifier to those items.
Yeah, so this would be clarified later. So as of now, the date has not been finalized as to when exactly the mandate policy will kick in. It's going to be sometime later in the year. But there might be separate dates for when sellers will be expected to provide these details on newly created listings and how much time they have to fix their existing listings. It's a little bit undecided at this point, but eventually the goal is to have every single item compliant with this policy.
So it wouldn't be a bad practice or strategy if you were a seller and you can do it, is to start doing that with your items that may be missing that data right now.
That's true. Yeah. Should start right now. There is definitely benefits to be had for complying voluntarily and early before everybody else starts is forced to provide the same information. And also, eBay is going to definitely provide tools to help sellers identify which of their existing listings already have this information and which ones are missing and what exact action they should take to make them compliant.
So I don't have to, if I have thousands and thousands of listings, eBay will be able to point out.
Yes, we'll give you the list of items along with which fields they're missing or which field is considered incorrect and so on and so forth.
So if I, in that situation in the future or now, say that eBay makes a suggestion, but there's just no product identifier for this particular item that I can find.
For instance, Edie just wrote in from Santa Monica.
Yes.
And she said, I sell mainly clothing. 30 to 50% are new with tags. When I enter the UPC, it's never found. Is the clothing category being excluded?
Darren, would you like to?
Yeah, so not at this time. We're mainly focusing in CSA for shoes. That's the only mandate that we're adding. There are already mandates that are relevant in some CSA categories. And so we are primarily adding in shoes where it would be brand and Jeetin would be, the UPC would be required there.
And that's, if it's a new shoe, that is on the box of the shoe and the tag, so it's not hard to find.
Yeah.
So, but again, to my question before, which was, I can't find a product identifier. There isn't. I don't want to not list it. What, do I have an option?
Yes, you do. So if the item genuinely does not have a product identifier assigned by the manufacturer itself, then it's totally valid for the seller to specify does not apply or not applicable in that field.
Okay. That's an option you can select.
Right. Yeah, but we don't want sellers to leave these fields unspecified. They have to either put in a valid value.
So hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment. This segment was sponsored by WebInterpret.com, helping eBay sellers boost their international sales. Coming up, Bala will stay on with us to talk more about this particular topic on eBay Radio.
If shipping were music, right now yours probably sounds like this. Wouldn't it be nice to go to shipping nirvana? Introducing ShipStation, a multi-channel solution no matter where you sell online. ShipStation streamlines your shipping process, taking you from shipping headache to shipping nirvana. Communicate more easily with customers. No more waiting in line at the post office. Eliminate copy and paste label nightmares and give your scissors and tape dispenser a break. ShipStation lets you create up to 500 labels, even mixing and matching carriers without starting over or visiting several websites. No matter where you sell online or how long it currently takes you to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. Some customers are saving up to 10 minutes per package. So if you're tired of shipping headaches, join us in shipping nirvana. Visit ShipStation.com today. Your account is free for 30 days.
It's the 12th anniversary of eBay Radio, and we're celebrating with a three-day party and conference at Bally's in Las Vegas, June 16th through the 18th, 2015. You'll learn the most up-to-date information on social selling, product sourcing, best business practices, and more. Our goal is to improve your success on eBay and learn about the changes happening in e-commerce. Register now at the early bird rate of $175 for all three information-packed days. Join us at ervegas.com, and remember, if it ain't fun, we ain't doing it.
You can easily stay up to date with all the latest eBay Radio news, guests, tips, and techniques wherever you are by subscribing through iTunes or our RSS feed. Simply click on the links in the upper left-hand corner of the archives homepage at voicemarketingradio.com or do a search in iTunes for eBay Radio and click on our logo. Don't forget to save the link. Then call 888-RADIO-30 and tell us where you listen to eBay Radio.
OMG!
You gotta be kidding me.
Those comments were overheard while watching people getting their yearly tax bill. At GoDaddyBookkeeping.com, we offer the No Surprises system. Each and every year, you'll get up-to-date estimated tax numbers with daily sales tax tracking, along with invoicing, time tracking, and estimates.
GoDaddy's online bookkeeping offers the perfect package for eBay sellers with a tried and true eBay track record since you used to know us as Outright.com. It's a great set of smart online bookkeeping tools at a truly remarkable price, just $9.99 a month. Best of all, you can sleep easy about your tax needs because GoDaddy online bookkeeping makes it as simple as turning on your computer.
Holy moly guacamole.
To find out more about the No Surprises at Tax Season system, go to Outright.com and get started today.
Welcome to eBay Radio's Open Phones, where it's our turn to get feedback. Here's Griff.
And this phone segment is brought to you by BidOnFusion, your marketplace for wholesale inventory. We're talking with Bala and Darren about the updates for specifically for product identifiers. This is, in my view, a very important initiative. It's one of them. I got to tell you guys, it's one of the most exciting things, I think, way overdue, and I'm so glad that we're doing this. Big fan of building that catalog as fast as possible. So we were talking a little bit when we left about some specific things, and then during the break, we were talking about categories. And I think it's important to drive folks to the landing pages for the update because there is more specific information there. So if you go to the announcement for today, and you click the links for any of the specifics to follow details. This is on the announcement page under Greater Item Visibility with Product Identifiers. Click on the Product Identifier link in the next sentence, and you'll see the top-level categories, but Darren has a caveat about this, and I think it's important to share. Can you? We're talking about Meta and Leaf and what that means.
Absolutely. So what we did was we tried to make the messaging constant, and so we tried to focus on calling out the same product identifiers as high as possible in the category structure, if you will. So what we didn't want to do is just say this category doesn't have and this category does have, and then make different differences between them.
Sure.
So you will find that in most of the 18 categories that have these requirements, there are some exceptions. And so what we're doing is we're calling out the rule and then calling out the exceptions because it's a lot easier to consume. So very soon we'll be publishing that list. So from that page, and you'll be able to see exactly what is included and what is required, and exactly what exceptions. And you'll see that we've called it out pretty clearly. And so if it's a lower level, then it's implied that everything below that level is also excluded.
I can give you just based on this, there's a pretty clear example. Let me read these for you. So the categories where this will apply on the top level, not necessarily all of the subcategories underneath, but the top level are baby items, books, business and industrial, cameras and photos, cell phone and accessories, clothing, shoes and accessories, but only the shoe category for now. So that's a call out. Computer, tablets and networking, consumer electronics, DVDs and movies, eBay Motors, health and beauty, home and garden, only tools and appliances for home and garden, music, musical instruments and gear, pet supplies, sporting goods, toys and hobbies, video games and consoles. And later, you guys will be publishing a document that shows specifically what subcategories are actually excluded or included.
Correct.
Okay, so that's important.
Ron,
but again, the best practice here is if you've got a product identifier, doesn't matter where it is, put it in. Mm. It's important information.
We have a call.
Sure.
Ron in East Liverpool, Ohio, known on eBay as Bolts3. Hey, Ron, what's your question or comment?
Okay, I recently just upgraded to the top rated store. And I'm 82 years old, and I don't really understand what benefit there is for me there.
Hello?
Hello? Okay. Would you repeat that question, Ron, the question specifically?
Yeah, I say I just recently upgraded to Premier Store, you know.
Yes.
Top right.
Okay.
And I'm just wondering, as I say, I'm 82 years old, and I don't really understand all of the new.
So I guess what wants to know is what are the benefits to him of the Premier Store?
With the new applications here.
With the new, well, so the product identifier, probably nothing at the moment. What do you sell?
I sell everything. I've got about 2,000 items in my store, all different. They're all normally vintage items.
You'd have to actually do an evaluation of your format mix and what types of items you're selling, how long it's taking them for them to sell. Are you using mostly auctions or mostly fixed price? And
Mostly of it's fixed price, but I do use auctions.
Yeah. So
is there any advantage for me using auctions in the new setup?
You'll have, I believe, it's 100. In addition to your current allotment with the Premier Store, which I believe is 250, you also...
No, 2,500.
You mean the Anchor Store. You've got an Anchor Store.
Yeah. I top rate, I didn't know what it was called.
Yeah, so Anchor Store, it's 2,500, and I believe, and I got to look back on the announcement page here, because, again, there's a lot of information.
He's got 15,277 score... He's sold a lot on eBay. He's got a shooting star thing going
right
on here.
So if you've got an Anchor Store currently, you've got a $2,500 allotment for fixed price, and you'll also get 100 auctions per month with no insertion fee for any of the collectible antiques categories, of which there's several. It's not just the collectibles category itself. So I would... you'd have to just evaluate. This is probably not going to make any big difference to you as an Anchor Store owner. But if you want me to take a look at your listing off the air, just send me your email address, your user ID, sorry, to me at griffinebay.com. I'm happy to give you an assessment.
Okay. The one other thing I want to know is, when they talk about free auctions, free listings for auctions, or no listings fee if it sells.
Yes.
Does that mean if I relist it as another auction, does that same free fee apply?
So it's for every new listing. If you list a new item, and this is above your allotment, so say if you have an Anchor Store, you have 100 per month. So once you've, of those auction listings in the collectibles category, which covers most of vintage, so if you exceed that category allotment of 100, any additional auction listings in that calendar month that you list and you sell, you'll get a refund. Does that make sense? You'll get the insertion fee refunded.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
I have one other quick question. It's just it's not for today. Who do I contact to talk about another problem I have?
You should call customer support.
Oh, I know. I've called them a dozen times. I want to talk to you. It's something I'm very unusual. And I can live with what's happening, but I just like to inform somebody that it may be something that...
Ron, your best bet today would be to call customer support.
Or if you want to email it to me, I'm happy to take a look at it. I can't always help with every type of question, but I can certainly forward it along if required.
Ron, thank you so much for your call today. We have
Thanks, Ron. On
to other callers. Dan in Claremont, Florida, known on eBay as 12 Betty... 5881. Hey, Dan, what's your question or comment?
Well, it's two questions. One is, explain to me the difference between the relist fee credit that exists today versus what you're putting on right now.
I can explain to you basically,
I see that some listings are you'll see on your selling page, manager page, that some are available for relist fee credits. Is that basically the same, or is
this
there
is something
an answer,
different?
What's the difference?
So this is different. This is something that's not in place right now. This is something that are you a store subscriber?
Yes, a premium. The middle one, the premium.
Premium. So currently you get 500 listings of any type per month.
That, yes, I'm aware of that. I'm just asking about the relist credit. What's the difference between
so there is no relist
right
credit
now
in
versus
this.
What you're doing?
So I'm not sure what you mean by relist credit.
Well, if you go to the selling manager promotional page, it says items available for relist credit.
So those may be from a existing or recent promotion.
It beats me. I never did quite understand it, but
yeah.
I assume that if you go into your info pages, it says that if you were to relist it and sell it, you would get the you would get the insertion fee credited back. So I'm saying, what's the difference? What you're doing now versus
that's
that.
So that's for a relist. This is for a first-time listing. Currently, you don't get the insertion fee for the first-time listing. If you list an item brand new, right? It's a brand new item and it sells, you get the insertion fee for that credited back if it's above your initial allotment. So you have an initial allotment of say 100 if you're a store subscriber, 20 if you're a non-store subscriber per month, calendar month. If you list an item the first time and it sells, you get the insertion fee for that. It's different than relist.
That. So let's say that I list something and it doesn't sell, and I relist it and it does sell. Will I still get the relist credit that exists today?
You'll get it on the second listing, exactly. You won't get the first one.
Okay, so you're almost protected for two listings.
No, because you'll pay an insertion fee for the first one.
Oh, and you'll pay it again for the second one.
And you'll get it refunded if it sells on the second attempt.
You'll get the second attempt refunded.
Everything is dependent upon, above your allotment, everything is dependent upon a sale. If the item is listed and it doesn't sell, you won't get that insertion fee refunded.
Okay, I have a second question. It's not something I'm going to do, but it's a question I'm sure it's in everybody's mind. Since you changed what the store's concept is, and you're on a yearly contract, can you opt out of that because you've made adjustments to the original listing?
I have no idea. Sorry, I don't have the answer to that. And the subject experts for that were on our first hour, so we're focusing this hour on product identifiers. So I don't have the people in the room that can help. You can ask that question on the discussion board that was specifically open for the seller update. If you go to the announcement page, there's a link to it so that you can go and ask your question there and that someone should be able to answer it.
Okay, will do. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Thank you very much, Dan, for your call. Eric in Essex Junction, Vermont.
Essex Junction. It's very easy to say.
Yes. He's known on eBay as Abby Parts Plus, and he has a question when we come back concerning UPCs.
Great. This open phone segment was brought to you by Bid on Fusion, your marketplace for wholesale inventory. Up next, give us a ring at 888-RADIO-30. We'll take more calls about product identifiers here on eBay Radio.
Many online sellers suffer from email overload. Shaverworld's Marguerite Carigian and her four colleagues field hundreds of emails monthly from multiple selling channels. It got easier once they discovered Reply Manager.
We would have to log into one store, check emails, log out, check into another store, respond to emails, log out. It was very long and arduous. Reply Manager, everything just came into one inbox.
She appreciates how Reply Manager keeps track of correspondence.
eBay emails. You don't see the thread if the customer responds. You have to go into your sent items, read what you wrote, come back. It was very tedious and time-consuming and frustrating. The Reply Manager just solved all of that.
Marguerite and her colleagues found Reply Manager easy to learn and use.
It's really user-friendly and instinctive.
Reply Manager enables Marguerite and her colleagues to deal with customer emails faster and more efficiently. It can work for you, too. Visit ReplyManager.com.
I haven't been in a thrift shop in ages. How great is this teddy bear?
That's really cute. And you know, plush animals usually do really well in my eBay store.
I didn't know you sell on eBay.
I sure do. I find lots of great things to resell at secondhand stores. You'd be surprised at how valuable some of these items are.
Well, how do you know what to sell?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords and Terapeak finds matching eBay sales. I can look up the value for just about anything in the store, and I can even check which items are most likely to sell on eBay.
That's so clever! How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to Terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training content.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at Terapeak.com. That's TERAPEAK.com.
Shipping between 1 and 5 packages a day and still looking for that perfect shipping sweet spot? You should be spending time growing your business, not seeking out shipping solutions. You can quit looking now because Andesha's services rock. When you need USPS shipping labels and tracking services, Andesha's integrated system imports orders and information directly from your account at eBay. The efficiency is breathtaking. The automatic discounts and qualified postage rates will also tickle your fancy. And La Piste de Resistance, you can proudly brand your company by featuring your logo or message on your own customized shipping labels. And at the end of the day, when the goods are safely on their way to your customers, you'll know you've chosen the best. Andisha.com. There's a 30-day free trial waiting for you now at ENDICIA.com/eBay Radio. You found your shipping sweet spot.